When Doodle was 5 years old, I was embarrassed at having a brother of that age who couldn't walk. So I set out to teach him. We were down in Old Woman's Swamp, and it was spring, and the sick-sweet smell of bay flowers hung everywhere like a mournful song. "I'm going to teach you to walk, Doodle," I said. He was sitting comfortably on the soft grass, leaning back against the pine. "Why?" he asked. I hadn't expected such an answer. "So I won't have to haul you around all the time."
"I can't walk, brother," he said.
"Who says so?" I demanded.
"Mama, the doctor, everybody."
"Oh, you can walk," I said, and I took him by the arms and stood him up. He collapsed onto the grass like a half-empty flour sack. It was as if he had no bones in his little legs.
"Don't hurt me, brother," he warned.
"Shut up. I'm not going to hurt you. I'm going to teach you to walk." I heaved him up again, and again he collapsed. This time, he did not lift his face up out of the rubber grass.
"I just can't do it.
Let's make honeysuckle wreaths."
"Oh, yes, you can, Doodle," I said. "All you got to do is try. Now, come on." And I hauled him up once more. It seemed so hopeless from the beginning that it's a miracle I didn't give up. But all of us must have something or someone to be proud of, and Doodle had become mine. I did not know then that pride is a wonderful, terrible thing, a seed that bears two vines, life and death. Every day that summer we went to the pine beside the stream of Old Woman Swamp, and I put him on his feet at least 100 times each afternoon. Occasionally, I too became discouraged because it didn't seem as if he was trying. And I would say, "Doodle, don't you want to learn to walk?" He'd nod his head, and I'd say, "Well, if you don't keep trying, you'll never learn." Then I'd paint for him a picture of us as old men, white-haired, him with a long white beard and me still pulling him around in the go-kart. This never failed to make him try again. Finally, one day, after many weeks of practicing, he stood alone for a few seconds. When he fell, I grabbed him in my arms and hugged him, our laughter pealing through the swamp like a ringing bell. Now we knew it could be done. Hope no longer hid in the dark palmetto thicket, but perched like a cardinal in the lacy toothbrush tree, brilliantly visible. "Yes! Yes!" I cried. And he cried it too. And the grass beneath us was soft, and the smell of the swamp was sweet. With success so imminent, we decided not to tell anyone until he could actually walk. Each day, barring rain, we sneaked into Old Woman's Swamp, and by cotton-picking time, Doodle was ready to show what he could do. He still wasn't able to walk far, but we could wait no longer. Keeping a nice secret is very hard to do, like holding your breath. We chose to reveal all on October 8th, Doodle's 6th birthday. And for weeks ahead, we mooned around the house, promising everybody a most spectacular surprise. Aunt Nicey said that after so much talk, if we produced anything less tremendous than the resurrection, she was going to be disappointed.